These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Good morning, students. I'm Michelle Baber.
And I'm Lauren Davis.
And we have a very special guest today, a fellow Texan.
Yes.
Sonia from the TikTok account Just Booking Around, which does you pull clips right from like different podcasts and everything, and you just sort of like combine it all into your social media, which is how I found you. And it's so funny and I love it. And you like, I don't know how you are able to curate everything that is so good from all the different podcasts, but it really is amazing. So welcome to the show. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I know I always have one AirPod in my ear at all times, cooking, cleaning, walks, whatever. And it's like Sirius, Radio Andy, or any podcast. And like the more obscure, I love.
Wow, that's really dedicated that you listen to Radio Andy. That's a true archivist. She's really trying to find the gem. She's listening to hours of Andy Cohen and Jeff Lewis to find it for you.
Do you listen to Jeff Lewis?
I do. I'm a chump. I do love his show. I actually find his non-Bravo stuff is more entertaining. He brings in a lot of comedians. His staff will go out to comedy shows to kind of find comedians to bring on.
Ooh, really?
He had Miranda Mayday on yesterday with Raven Simone. So he will.
Raven Simone does Jeff Lewis's podcast.
Yes. So it's really not Bravo. Like it's more storytelling. Jamie Kennedy comes on quite a lot.
Oh.
Beverly D'Angelo. Yeah.
D'Angelo. I love Beverly D'Angelo. Yes. This is a really motley crew.
It is not like within a week, like I may not even clip anything from Jeff Lewis. It's just my entertainment. I'm laughing out loud. It's good.
If you were to ask me, who are the three most random celebrities who could be on the Jeff Lewis show? I would tell you Raven Simone, Jamie Kennedy, not even DJ James Kennedy, Kennedy Experiment, and Beverly D'Angelo. Yeah. That's wild.
And Beverly D'Angelo and Jamie Kennedy come on together a lot. Are they friends? No, they are good friends. Like I'm telling you, Jodie Sweetin comes on a lot.
Jodie from Full House.
Oh, I love her.
Yes.
I'm not joking. I love her.
Oh my gosh.
Or what's her name from Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone.
The redhead.
Oh, Brittany Murphy?
No. She's not the redhead, Lauren.
She's not with us.
She's the redhead.
Elisa Donovan. Yes.
Whoa.
He's good friends with Jeff. I'm telling you, like, I highly recommend it. That's really good for non-Bravo if you need a break. It's very humorous.
It's like the surreal life, but podcast.
That's actually a great description.
Or like celebrity rehab. No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I watched it. Wow. Okay. So also forgot to mention in Sonia's bio, she is a PA for the Jeff Lewis show.
Yeah. I am not getting paid for this. This is not a paid promotion, but you know.
Interesting.
I'm happy to.
Yeah. Because I did not mean for us to start talking about Jeff Lewis, but we've had, you know, a few people on who have like saw him at BravoCon or just kind of talked to him.
Yeah.
And so I think his like personality when it comes to like Bravo stuff can be kind of,
abrasive.
It's abrasive.
That's his character.
So that's interesting that his show, like his actual like serious radio show, is kind of a different thing.
You know, you know what it's reminding me of? We made a lot of metaphors really fast, but this kind of reminds me of Kathy Griffith, My Life on the D-List.
Kind of, yes.
Oh.
Yes. It's like very abrasive, but if you watch a show and you get to know her and you're pulled into her life, you're going to find a connection with her, right? That's kind of how Jeff is. He's storytelling. He actually... As just a listener, I think a lot of his listeners are not Bravo fans. The people who call in, they're asking about his life. These guests come in, they're asking about their lives. He's telling a story of his life that's not really Bravo.
Interesting. Does he talk about, I'll need to check out that. Does he talk about like house flipping?
No, honestly, not that much. So we learn a little about his daughter, Monroe.
Yes.
Her like problems in school. Zoella's sister is his maid, one of the maids now, Aurora.
Zoella's?
Yes, her sister. Yeah, Zoella. Her sister is one of the maids, Aurora. So they're telling stories like about clients, some a little bit, is dating. He has a boyfriend in Dallas. Ooh. His boyfriend lives in Dallas.
Ooh, yeah. Let's get him on the pod.
Just a normal guy. I think his name's Ty. I don't know his last name, though.
We're going to find you, Ty.
Ty, if you're listening.
Ty, if you're listening.
We're coming for you.
We're coming.
Ready or not.
Here we come. Wow. Well, thank you for, you know, you've enlightened us. I think that we're genuinely a little surprised because, you know, we only know Jeff from, you know, Watch What Happens Live and his shows on, like, Bravo and then, like, his kind of crazy thing that happened at BravoCon in November.
Right.
So it's SiriusXM.
Right. SiriusXM. For Central, it's 11 to 1, but everything gets saved on the app. So you have, like, a couple months to, like, I'll catch up on the weekends if I don't have time during.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How do we get your login information?
No, seriously, I'm thinking, I'm like, my election judge, because I'm working the election, it's early voting in Texas. Right. I'm going to have him play it during the polls because he plays his SiriusXM subscription.
Wow.
I'm going to be like, you voters, this is what you need. You need Jeff Lewis's voice telling you about his daughter's troubles in school.
Raven Simone chiming in. I want to hear Raven Simone talk about Monroe's troubles in school.
Yes, the comedic duo of Beverly D'Angelo and Jamie Kennedy. They are the Martin and Lewis of our time.
This is like a bananas show. I had on like I apologize to Jeff Lewis for anything that I ever like any judgments because the only time I ever see Jeff Lewis clips and stuff, I think just my algorithm on social media. Yeah. It's when he's had like Bravo people on. You know, I know he's really close with Shannon.
We were not familiar with your game, Jeff Lewis.
We were not.
This truly has captured our hearts and imaginations.
Yeah, we sound like we'd be great guests on your show. Call us. Call us, Jeff.
Oh, speaking of capturing our hearts and imaginations, this
An abrasive man.
Yeah, this season of Summer House is just really hitting the spot for me in a way no other season has. And I would say that's mostly due to the edit just absolutely destroying Kyle. How do you guys feel about it?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I will say this season felt like a return to form in terms of like, I just felt like I like the new people. I like that they're doing stuff again. Like they're going to the beach. They're like going and doing things. Cause I'm actually like, I didn't even tell you this, Lauren, but I'm doing like a rewatch of Summer House right now. So I'm back on like season 3 right now.
But for the grace of God, go I.
I skipped the Workus Twins seasons. I am not rewatching those right now, but
Circus.
I love the Workus Twins.
I do too. When they smashed remember when they smashed that watermelon? They smashed the watermelon to
Ashley.
To Carl. Okay. So this didn't happen.
If season 1 was all Workus, then that I could do. But I think there was criminally underutilized Workus.
Yeah,
in
it works if you work. It works if you Workus is should be what they say. But this, I will say, like this episode, I've really enjoyed this season. It feels like summer's been fun again. But this episode felt a little like it was kind of sad for me a little bit.
Well, I read someone said, "Would you enjoy this season if Kyle and Amanda were together right now?" Or is it entertaining because we know they're not together?
That is 100% why.
I think so. It's like almost like when we knew about Scandoval while the show was still airing. That made the season interesting.
I don't think it's to that extent. That
but you know
was
what
like
I mean? That was a crazy thing. But
that
it made the season
interesting. That was literally fake.
Yeah,
this is something real that's happening, but I also think because they're broken up now, kind of the editors and producers, they love Kyle. That he's like so dedicated to
his
reality
craft.
TV, right?
Yeah.
He's a lifer.
Yeah.
And like they've never really been able to let it rip on him before. Mm-hmm. But now
it's
that the marriage is over, they can kind of just like show like the people in the cast, even the guys being like, Kyle,
oh my
Jesus
God.
Christ.
Well,
they are really allowed to pull the ripcord.
Like,
know?
Sonia, do you think that he's kind of getting like the jacks at it? Like a little we're going to give you like the full, you know, just because your crimes against Amanda have been going on. We do feel it. We've talked about it every single season. It's sucks.
I don't think that he's any worse than any other season. I've always disliked Kyle from Stassi and the swimsuit, and you look like Steve Jobs.
Yes.
He's always been insufferable. He's always been like, me, 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 me.
Yes.
He's always put the women down unless people are bowing down to him. Like, I've always found him absolutely horrible. I think the difference is that Amanda is speaking up for herself.
She's finally able to really like verbal, and she's not as flapped by him, you know?
Yes.
But I also think it's because I do think like everyone's more on her side, including production. Like they used to try to show his case. Like,
she does go to bed
after she's worked like till 8 p.m. every night. That is lazy, which is like insane. But they would try to like make him seem rational in his criticism of her. And now it's like a kind of like pulling, you know, the wool off, you know, people's eyes where it's like, oh, he's never been rational. Mm-hmm. And she's always asked for one thing. And kind of like, I feel like the episode is suggesting he is an alcoholic.
Well, yes.
Like, and is kind of what they're saying.
Do you think that like, so the earlier seasons when Kyle was younger, still always 10 years older than Amanda, by the way, like they do have a 10 year difference in age. Like, the earlier seasons when he was kind of younger, and it was like, that's like the whole thing of the show. It's like, we're in this summer house. We're young. We're drinking. Summer should be fun. I agreed with Kyle. Like, Amanda, you're on fucking TV. Get up. Go do whatever you need to do in the bathroom and go party.
Yeah. No, I was always Team Amanda.
It's kind of, do you think it's just kind of sad now knowing that like Kyle's like 45 and he's been married to Amanda for a while, you know, like. Grow
when he
up.
Said, I want to have a child before my parents are gone. It's like, well, you're stopping yourself from that. You're 45. Yeah. You're still partying. You're not working on your marriage. Who are you putting that on?
Yeah.
I think that's the problem is like, she's always been honest with him and he hasn't been honest with himself about like, I think he liked the idea of having kids, but I think that like for a while he's known, I don't know if that's what I want anymore. And he kind of has not been like fessing up to her.
Yeah, I think he hasn't vocalized, but does know. And I will say, if this is the case, it's good that he like isn't in a place where he's like a little too selfish to have children right now, you know?
Yeah.
I think he wanted his career in a certain spot. I think he wanted his number in his bank account. I feel like he probably thought at 45, living in New York City, he's probably around a lot of other people of a certain status, right? Certain jobs. And here he is having to not take an income anymore, putting his own money into a company, and he doesn't feel established. So kicks out Amanda. He's not ready to have kids because of that.
And also, but also it's like, he's got to realize like, that's the industry. He is not he's like, his real industry is the entertainment industry. And it's never, you're from gig to gig. So it's like, he's never going to be, have the stability he wants. Cause it's not going to come from like, there was only one Bethany and even she's out of money, we think.
But how long did Skinny Girl last? Like, I remember liking the Skinny Girl margaritas, going to find where it sold. Lover Boy, we couldn't find it here. So there was a
I've seen it at Kroger.
Well, I stopped looking. That's the thing is like the excitement of it, right? During COVID, it was big. Ooh, I want to try it. Now, like, how would he ever build that brand to separate it from Kyle and Summer House to where it's successful?
Yeah.
I don't know that you can.
And Bethany never did either.
No.
Her job was always the licensing part. Yeah. Like, well, there is a ceiling.
I will say this with Bethany. Like, she was like, the logo is going to be me. Like, her little, like, that was always, like, her. The logo's always her, but
I am the titular skinny girl. I am the skinny girl. Lest anyone forgets.
Yeah. But, we'll never take diet advice from Bethany. But, so this episode opens with, it's, like, continuing from the previous episode where, like, the end of that episode was Kyle storming off, like, a painting falling off the wall, like during their spaghetti dinner. He like blows up. He's upset that Sierra has been like laughing while he's trying to apologize to the table.
A plant fell off of an easel. I still don't understand why the plant was on the easel.
Why
I was trying to put it together at the beginning. I was like, why was it?
I don't know.
This was an accident waiting to happen.
It looked like an anthropology. You know,
yes, it looks like some sort of, exhibit.
Yeah.
I was distracted with their like, did you notice how much spaghetti in their mouth? Their mouths were so. What are you doing?
They're like
shoveling the food.
Who was it at the table that was like, you really like that spaghetti, don't you? Like, Amanda, like, took, like, a really
I mean, when she talked, I was looking at them all. Jesse, Bailey. It's like, guys, let's maybe small bites when we're on camera.
Well, I think I was, like, wondering. I was like, do they all feel comfortable eating carbs now that Kyle's left the table?
I was,
Now it's safe.
I do wonder that.
Amanda's like, I'm going to get these. I'm going to get the pasta in while I still can.
No, dude, I think they were all zooted. They all looked like stoned.
Allegedly.
Like, kind of stoned, allegedly, for this dinner.
Well, yeah, they're probably high. Yeah. They do openly talk about smoking weed. But yeah, so he storms. Cool, so Kyle storms off.
And that's why they were laughing, too.
Yeah.
They were just like.
That's true. You know.
Yeah. No. And then he did the thing that I haven't seen him do in a few seasons. Well, maybe not. Maybe I just, like, block it out now, where he talks to himself, you know, when he's talking.
No, I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I was glad to have that.
This is, like, again, it's a return to form. He used to just, like, scream into the woods, like, all by himself. But now he's sitting on the porch with still all of the boxes that have not been moved from the porch. And he's just talking about how upset he is with Sierra. And then Carl comes. Like, Carl leaves the table and he tells everyone, like, I guess I'll go try. Like, he's like, I'll be the one to go talk to Kyle while everyone's eating carbs. And then he does go talk to Kyle. I think he does try to calm him down. I will say this. I do think that Carl and Kyle are real friends.
I agree.
I think that Carl's legitimately concerned about Kyle. And he's really like, you have to stop doing this. Like, Kyle's really heated in this moment. He's talking about, like, everything. He does the thing where he's, don't you think he's just blaming everybody except looking at himself?
Always.
Which is great reality TV, but I don't think it's great for his marriage or his friendships.
Does Kyle have a sister? The way he treats women.
Oh my gosh. I know, Sonia. I talk about this all the time. The sister theory.
Yes.
Women are
Tell me your sister theory.
I'm assuming it's what you're alluding to, where it's like, if a man grew up with a sister, then they tend to be able to have more, like, understand women or people better. They tend to have more female friendships growing up. They tend to not see women as other. They understand women are just like people. Whereas if they just grew up with mom and girlfriends, then it's like, oh, women are take care of my needs.
Yes.
You know, like, and women are like something I can't understand.
He has a sister.
I wonder what she's like. Like, I will
Her
still
name is Sarah. I don't think he's ever even. I don't
know
if he's ever talked to
her.
Yeah, maybe that might be intentional, because he has done a few episodes, like, you know, where he's gone and visited his parents and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think they've come to the house too, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I don't know what's up with
Sarah. Maybe she's private.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I will still put my brother in his place. I will still be the one that calls him out. Like, he's older than me, in his 40s. So it makes me wonder, like, is he not used to being called out on his things? Because that's the role as a sister. Like, we call out our brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know, kind of what the episode seemed to be going down the Jax road of Kyle is in denial. Because he has a disease is kind of what I felt the episode was telling
us. Alleged.
Yes.
Alleged.
We're not diagnosing anybody with anything.
No, and that's not even, I don't know, but it seemed like to me that's kind of
what's happening
the
here.
The edit we were getting.
Yeah.
Was and like,
he's like, the whole episode is him deflecting from addressing
that.
The specifics of that. So he's still freaking out at Carl about Sierra.
But he is such a pro. He was like, oh my gosh, this is why production put these two wooden chairs outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, it is great to film out here.
Well, and also, like, you know, the boys are a little bit older and they need to probably sit down.
Now.
They need to sit down a little bit, especially because they're still going to go out after this, which is like, just crazy. I'm 40 years old now. I cannot imagine being out until, like, even midnight seems like outrageous
insane.
To me. It's so outrageous. But
Carl was such a good friend in that
moment.
He was. First, Kyle went and made his own little confessional. That's how I thought of it. I wonder if he purposely starts talking to himself so that cameras know to come over so he can give his story, or it's his way of saying what he wants to say without getting interrupted by other people. So then he kicks the box, and even Carl, like, forget trying to sue them. He was like, calm down. Like,
you have to calm down.
He needs more people like that in his life, because when it comes from Amanda, he doesn't listen.
Yeah. And Carl is famously sober.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kyle could, you know, it's like,
It really gives their scenes together.
The drinking is continually, like, it's always been an issue with Kyle, even though I'm going back and I'm watching earlier seasons. It's always been brought up by Amanda. She's always had the same thing to tell him, like, your drinking is a problem. Your staying out late is a problem. Your cheating on me is a problem, you know, but I don't know. It doesn't register for him.
It's honestly, it's the same for every Bravo show, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, and I think that's part of why we're getting such a well-edited season. It's like, now they've handled this with Ariana and Tom Sandoval. They've handled it with Katie and Tom Schwartz. They've handled it with, you know, like, kind of things Jax. Got really out of hand Jax. With Jax and Brittany.
But even, like, Luann, like, this is just, like, we've done this so many different times with Shannon. Like, it's just something that, like, Bravo's dealt with a lot.
But I think it's also specifically like a relationship where their job is being the guy. The Bravo loves the guy because his job is being on Bravo and being drunk. So they want to protect them. But then it's like been so many years and it's 2026 that we kind of do need to show the spouse's complaints now in a more fair light instead of like, she's a nag. She doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's she's like, no fun. She just smokes weed and she's a mess all day long. It's like.
Right. Oh, I loved how, so like you were saying, she's just been so good at standing up for herself this season. I loved how when Kyle's like leaving to go out, and Kyle's trying to tell Amanda that her smoking weed is the problem and it's why their house is a mess and why, like, you know, they don't sleep together anymore, which has worked. Like, this kind of logic has worked in the past or in the edit. That's he gets the last word. Mm-hmm. But now, like, she's like, no, I don't smoke weed until after 10 p.m. Yeah. Mm-hmm. After the dogs have gone out, when we're going to sleep, you have all day to try to talk to me before then. Mm-hmm. And you're saying we didn't talk because I was high, like before my head hit the pillow.
Right. Another thing she does this episode. Did y'all notice that like she's going to bed and then she was saying something to Kyle, like, I always go to bed without you. You never come to bed with me. And I thought that was so, like, that happens a lot, like, especially if you've been married for a long time and you have, like, you know, different careers and everything. But I just thought that was such an interesting thing to say. Like, they never go to bed together. And that's odd.
Yeah.
Very odd. But
also that he's pretending to care.
Yeah.
Like she's pretend, not going to pretend in front of the cameras. Yeah. No. She's like, why are all of a sudden you're checking in with me before I go? She's like, we don't do any of this.
We don't do that.
Camera.
We don't. Yeah. We don't go to bed together.
I think that's a big part of Kyle's anger. He wants to present a certain way on camera. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And every
yes.
time he gets mad, it's more that you're making me look bad on camera as opposed to whatever is happening there. Like
Don't you think it's weird, though? He's not like, isn't it like my behavior as a 45-year-old man where I can't even stand up and like a new cast member is having to take me to bed and I'm, you know, swerving all over the hallways. And it's just like no one's joining him in on any of it.
No.
You see, like the other cast members are not partaking in this level of whatever Kyle is doing. They're not doing
it. I wonder if his drinking is affecting the company. Is there something there? They keep talking about
the lover boy.
Yeah, the business isn't doing well. The business isn't doing well.
That is an interesting.
He's getting too high on his own supply.
See, I think that's a really valid. I think that's a really valid point. Like, that's a really interesting thing to say because it's like, I don't know if I'd want that to be the face of, like, you know, a drinking company.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, you drink, you have to like alcohol, but it's like being like just a drunk mess who was having problems with his wife. Because of his drinking and you're not using drinking responsibly. Like I do know like liquor companies are like always scared of getting sued because of, you know, they're selling you poison.
Well, I think it's also like this has always been like, I guess it's like, oh, they're like, oh, it's his passion and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like his passion is also like being a reality star.
Yes.
And it's like, it is difficult to juggle both. Like
and
I've
now a DJ.
Yeah, and now a DJ, you know, it's like he can't be. I mean, like, honestly, you should probably just sell it. Like, but then
that's
I think
what I don't understand why he does.
Why
it.
He hasn't just sell. He could
right,
just sell
yeah.
it. Do what, you know, Bethany did. Maybe he'll get on the
I
cover
think he's
of Forbes.
Like Bethany where he has to. It's what makes him feel like he's
contributing.
Kind of like above.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where it's like, well, I'm allowed to do all this. Like, it just gives him a sense of self-worth. And and also it's like it makes him feel like his career. Like, he has control over his career.
Yeah.
When in the entertainment industry, it's like you really don't have that much control, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or in like business. I mean, you only have it to a certain extent.
Unless you're in a 9-to-5, really. I mean,
yeah. I don't have any fucking control. Yeah. I'm like, what else happened this episode? It was just mostly a lot of Kyle.
Amanda and Sierra talk on the bed. And Amanda, this was really sad.
Brought tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just so, we've all been there, right? Where you're in a bad relationship. And Amanda's like, I'm just kind of worried that like anyone who I'm with, like any partner I'm with after this, it'll be the same thing where I'm not enough for them. And Sierra's like, oh my God. She's like, I just like hate to hear that. I wish she could see, you know, from my eyes. And she's like, or like anyone's eyes, like, America's eyes. I love that they broke the fourth wall.
Yeah, that she was like, everyone on the internet wants us to break up. It is hard to. But I do appreciate her saying that on camera. And also the way that she's talking to Sierra, like they're also like, I think like Carl and Kyle, like I think they're very good friends. They're real friends outside of the show.
I also think that maybe that's why Amanda has stayed as long as she had. Yeah. Kyle. And maybe that's why she, because the very beginning, the guy breaks up with you because he's going, meaning Kyle, because he wants to go film this show and have fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you take him back.
At first, he wouldn't even take her back. He was just like, you can come over here. We can have, and this is like how we were introduced to Amanda on the show. It was like,
she was the ex-girlfriend.
She was ex-girlfriend, and he would call her when he was drunk and wanted to fuck. And that's how we were introduced to Amanda Bettula.
Did we ever see good times with them? Like if I just think back on their relationship over 10 years and you're rewatching it, Michelle, are there good times? I feel like Amanda's always crying.
Well, I don't want to like jump ahead to this at the end of, well, no, I don't, I can't, I'm, I cannot think of a time, maybe their wedding episode.
I actually do.
What comes to mind
for me is like in season 2 or 3 where like, they were, you know, already their storyline is a lot of them fighting. So Bravo really intentionally tries to show us them getting along, too. Okay. And like they do, like she really made him laugh sometimes. Like he really thought she, and like early in their relationship, he was like, she's just like so funny. And they had kind of like, it was usually while they were partying together. Yeah. But it was like they had kind of like a weird language, like a weird shared language. Yeah. Like they just both had kind of like a weird, like random sense of humor together. Mm-hmm. And but we just see this less and less. We barely saw it in the first place. It's hard to remember even.
I mean, I think their wedding day they looked happy.
Well, she has to party and be at his level in order for the relationship to be like, good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a weird thing to need in your relationship. Like I get it, you're on TV and like this is your job, but it is like, you know, summer is only like this long, right? Yeah. Like you have the rest of the year. It'll be interesting though when the city premieres. Like that'll be an interesting.
It seems like it's the girls' show. So from what little I've heard, like Carl said that he hopes that he'll be on Summer House 25. So are they keeping Carl and Kyle on Summer?
I know Kyle did film the city. He did film the city because he was saying at BravoCon, like their last day of filming the city was the first day of BravoCon or something like that.
But I wonder if they'll keep him for next season.
I don't know.
Carl said he didn't film much for the city.
I guess we'll have to see. Like, I know that they kind of wait till like probably this season ends and then how things go at the reunion. I think that's when they say that they make decisions. True. I cannot imagine Kyle not on Bravo in some capacity because he is such like, you know, I think he's one of their really special people. I will say that like the network really like, you know, Kyle's one of their special people.
Yeah.
He's one of their he's one of the biggest stars on Bravo, especially outside of Housewives. Like there's not a ton that are really like, especially men on that network that are big stars. And I think Kyle's one of them, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. Just like that had never. Well, first of all, the idea of that's like clearly what we want as viewers. Right. Like it feels like does Bravo they seem to realize that we root for the girls in Summer House now? Like they seem to get it. Yeah. And so that's great news if it is like, you know, we want it to be, we want the city to be the Lindsay and Paige show. Like,
oh
so
my God,
it's good if they like have clocked in and gotten that.
I don't think Paige is doing it, is she? No, Paige is not on it.
I think she's done with Bravo.
She left the network, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But okay, Lindsay, well,
Lindsay is even better.
Lindsay and Amanda.
The best. I miss it. This is what Lindsay I am missing from Summer House this season is I need more Lindsay.
Yeah, but to have the men still on the Summer House. I mean, Carl, I guess he is kind of like
a father.
A wise background, you know, uncle figure. But like for Kai, I'm like, I don't know how much longer Kyle can stay in the Summer House.
Especially with like, you know, it's just sad. It would just be kind of sad.
He can't date one of the 25-year-old girls in the Summer House. That's
I don't
want to
see him date. Yeah. I really don't want to see him date.
That's dark.
Yeah. Even Carl. I love Carl. His sobriety is everything to him, but I worry about him.
On the show.
Well, just that premise of that. Exactly. Like, I think. I guess he's not doing the city. I really don't know. But I just, because the whole premise of Summer House is partying. Like, you're in the Hamptons. Yeah. I don't think people think of the Hamptons of like, oh, it's like sobriety and staying in and enjoying your beach house. So, you know, you could have a beach house anywhere. But the Hamptons is like a particular place, which also interesting. 10 years in. The show's never been able to get clearance to record at most places
that's
in the Hamptons.
So true.
So
they're never. Yeah. It's always like cell phone footage.
It's always cell phone footage. Sometimes they are at a restaurant. Like I think there's just a few restaurants that they get clearance to film.
I think at this point too, though, it's like it can be done so cheap now. As opposed to like if they go to the clubs, then they have to like get. You know, signed
music
footage from all the people and everyone's drunk and like it's just so much of a pain in the butt. They've got to like rent it out and then they've got to supply the extras and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just so much cheaper to do everything at the house. You know,
but
that's
it is
why
interesting
the show is such low overhead.
The Hamptons is still like, no, you cannot.
We don't want you.
We don't want you to record here. But, you know, it's like outside of Amanda and Kyle this episode, I feel like the other people were doing stuff.
I felt
Sierra talking to Jesse was an interesting conversation. I don't like this, but Lauren and I disagree on that. I don't particularly like the Jesse.
I'm team Jesse, and then Michelle is team West.
Who are you team?
Twilight scenario. Mm-hmm. So
I'm team West. I think West really botched it up that first season with Sierra,
and I will not forgive him.
I'm like moving past it. I think he's a good guy.
I think he really likes her. And I think she really likes him. And I like watching them. I like the dance. Like I like the dance between Sierra and Wes. I don't really see it with Jesse.
Oh, I see it with Jesse.
No,
I feel like
Jesse
I think that's for the show. I think that's for the show. It feels
but
a little performative.
It's a little performative, but they do. I think they have really good chemistry.
I think they're good friends. I think they're good friends.
Yes.
But it's like that will they or won't they that burns so bright, you know?
I feel like Sierra, it's a hard no. I feel like she has her, like, no, this is a, I see that in her. Like, this is a full friendship. No, absolutely not. You're like the little lovesick puppy. Whereas with Wes, it's more like a maybe.
Yeah.
I think Wes also doesn't like to be disliked. Like a little bit of cockpile in him. The fact that Sierra was
100%.
Mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he gets his feelings really hurt at the beginning of the episode where he's wearing her sunglasses and she pulls them
she's
off
like,
and she's like,
back.
Get them off your sweaty forehead.
I didn't think that was bad.
I didn't either.
And
but she's like, he's like, that really hurt my feelings.
Me.
I don't know if it's that I'm crazy or like, is she trying to be mean to me? What's going
on?
Are
we flirting? Yeah. That was like the other storyline. The other thing happening in this episode was West asking other people in the house if Sierra was mad at him or if she was being mean or do you think that she still likes me? Or like he was like he needed a lot of reassurance about like their relationship.
Well, and then I think Kyle, this is what Kyle's good at is like a drunk story producer, much like Heather Gay on Salt Lake City. He's like, oh, like, you know, Wes is like bitching about that. And Kyle's like, OK, on the spot. Do you want to make out with her or not? And Wes is like, what? Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, now it's in the open. You know?
I don't even know how much he wants to be. Like, I think he does like her, but I just think her disliking him is so upsetting.
Even if they're just neutral
and they're friends, he's happy. I saw a clip of Wes. I think he was in high school maybe or college. I could tell he was probably class president. Quarterback on the football team, and he was doing some event with other kids in his class, and he's like, I'm gonna get I don't have to be first place as long as everyone on my team is together. Like, I think he's just the one that keeps everyone together, you know, the lead of the group. And to have one person in the group and not understanding him, not liking him. I think that throws him off.
But I also think he's just gotten so much hate too online.
I think that is a lot of hate because Sierra is one of our special people. She is, like, I am so grateful she's on Summer House because she's funny and I like her. I think she's fun to watch. But I do wonder how West would feel, like, if Sierra's dating somebody else. It doesn't even have to be Jesse, but if it's like, I would be interested to see his reaction.
I think she's too much car for him. I think he cannot
take
the pressure.
I think she's way better than him, but yeah.
Jesse, like, I really don't believe what Jesse says in this episode where he's like, I haven't had, like, a real girlfriend since 2019, so I really am looking for a relationship. I don't think he really is, and I think Sierra knows that.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, he, like, could more handle, he's secure enough to, like, handle like baddie like Sierra, I guess. Whereas West, I think, will always kind of, like, be a little too insecure, I think. I don't know. I can't be fooled again by him. I was rooting for them.
Yeah. And we were all rooting for you.
We were all rooting for them. And then, like, also, like, I think there's this comedian in Texas who has a joke where he's like, I have, like, a gettable face. He's like, I, like, date so many girls because it's like, oh, I'm, like, look gettable. And then it's like, oh, I'll treat you like a queen because, like, you know, and you know, I you're the prettiest girl I've ever dated. But then he dates a lot of girls like that. Mm-hmm. And that is West to me. And now that I see it, I'm like, I can't unsee it. I don't trust you.
Sonia and I will disagree with you because his boyish charms are working.
But I don't know if they're end game.
I don't think that they're end game, but I do like that. I like their, like, rapport. You know, I like the rapport between the two of them. Yeah. I think they do have chemistry. It's fun to watch. It's honestly, like, even when she's being mean to him, it's a breath of fresh air when there's so much heaviness going on with Amanda and Kyle. Yeah, so I guess we'll finish up with Amanda and Kyle because, I mean, it is a whole episode, really. They go to the beach. That's fun. They go to the beach. We haven't seen them go to the beach in a while. And then Kyle announces that he has to announce to everybody that he's going to apologize, but this time it's going to just be to Amanda, and takes her to the apology dune, which we see a montage. I guess it's like this place on the beach where a lot of apologies have happened on the show. Like, Paige,
he is such a pro,
Kyle,
that he has a Rolodex for which part.
Yeah,
of
he's like, let's go to the apology dune, and it's like, we see a montage, like Lindsay apologizing to Maya and Kyle apologizing to Paige, and there was like two other different apologies. But so then, you know, finally he can apologize to his wife. He never does.
He doesn't really. Yeah.
Not at first. Yeah. That's when it was like, I see the alcoholism.
Exactly.
As a viewer, that's when it was like, it's affecting your daily functioning with your marriage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a problem.
Yeah. And by the way, the way that I will say this to Amanda's credit, well, this is all for her credit. She is never, like, accusatory towards him. Like, I don't feel like she's bringing up any of these issues. Like, you're drunk. You're an alcoholic. You're fucking everything up. Like, you're a mess. Like, she's not doing any of that. She's like, I've just been asking you for the same things over and over. Your drinking is a problem. You'd think after 10 years she would care.
Yeah, I think that, like, really, this was the scene where it was like, I'm not sure if, like, more conversation happened or if, like, it was edited this way or what. But really, it was like, you know, Kyle takes her aside and she's like, look, there's one thing going on, and it's that you're not addressing it. It doesn't change. You just need to drink less because, you know,
you need to get it under control.
You need to get under control
because
I'm still getting DMs that you're cheating on me. You know, like, it's still
a
lot.
I've
only asked you for one thing and I never get it. And then he blows up and really he says some stuff like,
it
really sounds like out of the 1930s Alcoholics Anonymous book where he's like,
you drive me to drink.
That was the worst.
He was walking away screaming at her in front of also like their whole cast. The whole cast is watching this. Like, he's like, you drive me to drink. I drink because of you. It's like, that is one of
alcoholic.
I was like, I always thought maybe something was going on with Kyle's drinking. I think just as a viewer and also just a person also in their 40s, knowing it's not normal to consume that much alcohol that like early into the morning.
It's
it
really
sounds like
relatable
to
us.
Somebody with a big drinking problem And it's, yeah, it was really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, specifically as like stand-up comics, it's like, it's of such a it's similar to reality TV, except for we don't make any money or have, you know, a career ahead of us. Right. But like where it's like, there's so much drinking. A lot of it is networking and drinking with people. Yeah, that's how you get ahead. It's just like baked in. And sometimes people who are more serious about it, they like, you know, kind of like, counterintuitively become heavily dependent on alcohol.
He has a drinking,
and it's kind of the same thing with reality TV.
But then, like, I was like, okay, like, this has to be done. And then Amanda's like, I never heard it. I'm sorry. And she's just kind of standing there by herself.
She's kind of smiling, too.
Yeah, she's like, you never said I'm sorry. And then she's like, I feel like in that moment, do you think she was thinking, like, oh, now everybody can really see.
Oh.
Now they can really, really see. And like the mask is fully off and the Kyle Cook charm is not working right now. And I'm left standing alone. You never told me sorry. And then Kyle still says like the meanest stuff ever. He's like, you have no personality. You have, what did he say?
Like, no drive, no curiosity, no intellect. Like, this fucking,
this guy.
And then it's like, really?
What are you doing? Your partner is suffering. Your partner is struggling. She's having a hard time. As her partner, what are you doing to help her come out of that? You're not taking, like, you're a partner. Yeah. Like, you're in a partnership. Like, you need to be helping your significant other through this. But no, it's just, you need to change this. You need to change. Yes, you.
It's you. And then,
and
you
she
know,
can
the
call
West
it out now. Yeah. She can see through it all. She's like, every time this comes up, you ask me for all these things. And she's like, and I used to try to change them for you. I used to like work two jobs. And she's like, but I can't do that now unless you do this one thing.
Get your drinking under control. And I get it. If you have a real issue with alcohol, that's a really hard thing to address. And it's hard.
But he has to admit it.
And he's not.
I don't think she has a choice but to leave.
But she doesn't. Yeah.
It also seems like, do you think it seems like also with Amanda, like, there's a lot that she's no longer engaging with. Like, she talks about earlier in the season, like, I used to, like, every DM, I would be crushed and I'd bring it up and it'd be a huge fight. Like, she doesn't even react to so much of it anymore. Because do you wonder if Kyle's, like, upset that she doesn't react to everything anymore?
I think, because he's
starting
to
lose control.
Yeah. Yes, I really like, you know, ladies, we've all been in like, you know, relationships with like assholes. Right. Yeah. And it's like it takes so long, like that their shit works on you for like a while. And then it's like where I see Amanda is she's on the other side and she realizes I have all the power. Like he doesn't have any power. Like this is all like. So he's built all of this up to like take his shit out on me to feel better.
Yeah.
And now that that's over, that's kind of the only thing that was anchoring them together.
And
now
whole,
it's like
the whole house is
away.
Against him. And I don't think he's ever had a season where he has nobody on his side.
Yeah.
You know, even after he's saying these horrible things to Amanda, like Kyle's or Wes is like, shut the fuck up, Kyle.
He's like
she's got to stop.
He's such a fucking baby, dude.
Yeah. You know.
But even the hierarchy of that after now it's season three for Wes. For Wes to feel like he can speak up to Kyle. Whereas in season one,
authority.
He probably. Yeah.
Season one, no way. Like,
and then there's sweet little KJ who's like, I just want to be one of the guys.
I love him. I want to see more of him.
You know, he's like, I just want them to, you know, like, I want them to be my friends. I want to be one of the guys. I really like KJ. I think he's. Sweet and
I want him
to
be one of the girls because we like the girls more.
I agree.
He's sweet kind of and
sensitive.
He grew up like around all women. He grew up like with his mom and his aunts and stuff. And like that's why he's such a sweetie. And he's always like, share your feelings to people in scenes. And it's like, he needs to be a bed bug
people
we like.
Share your feelings unless you're Kyle Cook and then maybe don't.
Well, what do you guys think of Carl with Kyle? Carl has gone through his sobriety. What does he see in Kyle? I don't think he's telling us what his worries are and what he sees
in Kyle. I agree.
Okay.
Especially like in AA, they kind of tell you that like everyone's problem is addiction. You know, it's like there's no way he's not thinking Kyle's an addict.
I'll say this for Carl. I feel like he's had a lot of conversations with Kyle, but he's doing it off camera, which I think is like the way that you probably need to. Yeah. And also because he's like talked a lot about his own addiction And he talked about in like his book. I mean, I only listened to excerpts, but he talked a lot about like the show kind of
exacerbating
a lot of these issues. He didn't blame the show for them, but it didn't make it easier. And I'll say that I just saw Carl. I can't remember what it was. He did an interview and talking about the new season. And it was when the last episode came out. So like last week's episode. And they were asking how Kyle was doing. You know, you're such good friends with Kyle. How's he doing? And Carl was like, yeah, I mean, I don't think he's doing well. And I really, really wish that Kyle would slow down. And I really wish Kyle would change a lot of things, essentially, is what Carl's saying. So that makes me think like he really is having conversations and probably is trying to really help Kyle in some kind of way. But I think, I mean, I can say this just from experience of like dealing with addiction and not myself, but just somebody that I was very close with, like until they can really admit it, it's really difficult to accept it. And I do think Carl's trying.
I would imagine like, Kyle doesn't see, like he saw Carl with his cocaine addiction. He saw what Carl looked like. So in his world, he's like, I'm not an addict. He's like, I don't look
like that. Like, you know, I'm not screaming more life at the Workus twins. So
I'm not like falling asleep at work or whatever.
But it's because he's not falling asleep at all.
I think that's
he's kind of, Kyle is kind of like a Brie Vanderkemp from Desperate Housewives, you know, where it's like she's so like all about control, all about appearances and stuff, and like you know, it's like if I just like judge everyone around me, then that, you know, that insecurity doesn't rear its head and turn on me. And he's just trying to keep it, you know, moving and faced away from him at all times, because he like really, he's really, I think, has like some demons too. It's, and no matter what his like his future looks like with substances, like I do think he has a lot of like trauma and stuff to unpack. You know, a lot of therapy in his future
for sure. Needs to go to therapy. Before he goes to therapy, everyone's still getting ready to go out after all of these things have happened. And I okay, this part of the episode I did like, because, and I realized like I think I like it because Kyle's not in this particular scene. West was in the, do you remember, he was in the kitchen and he was making dirty martinis, and like everyone was like dancing in their like weird club room, and then they came into the kitchen and Sierra like runs in really fast. She's like, I want to see how fast I can run. Like that felt like old school, fun summer house. Like the house is getting along. They're being silly. They're having a couple of drinks. They're going to go out and party. And it didn't feel so dark and heavy.
I also like how Ben is kind of treated like an Australian fuck butler, basically.
Yes, they're just like, because Kyle was like, was it Kyle's idea of what's fun is put cardboard cutouts of everyone in around the house. And then was it Bailey? I get them confused. Bailey. Yeah, it was Bailey or Lexi. No,
Amanda put it outside of Bailey and
Bailey
Levy's.
Grabs it and she's like,
this is going to stay in my room tonight. Yeah, and then like what he's cooking and like he's like, oh, don't worry, you don't have to help me. You're in a dress. And then the women are like, one of us has to fuck him. Am I right?
They're all just all the girls. This is really fun too. Like all the girls are just sort of like ogling him and they're like, ooh. Ooh, he's a cute boy, and he's like, okay, girls. He knows,
but I need to see some personality. Like he is very cute, but who are you? Who you're just a smile right now.
It feels like he is like a kind of like friend of, or like on the Ultimate Girls Trip, where like they have the concierge who's
the
like sexy.
The guy down like. In
that
the could
be
man.
That would be a good. Yes. That would be a good. Yeah, like, girls. Trip.
Girls trip.
Ben and like just like all these like horny single women.
Ramona.
Like from different. Not Ramona.
Really, Luann.
Oh.
But I think Bailey has such potential.
She's so funny.
She's out of the
gate. I was like, I'm not sure.
I liked her out of the gates.
But you did. Yeah. I think she can be the next girl to kind of take over for the show.
Yeah.
Because
she'll
just put it out there. Like, first
she'll put it out there, but she,
talking
yeah,
about
she's
her
fun.
Ex-boyfriend. Like, crying. Not, not, you know, curating an image for us to see.
Yes.
Crying at
Roots
Sweet Greens.
Out.
Yeah.
Yes. She's very raw.
She's very raw.
What we need.
Yes. And she's also very open about, I want to have sex.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what this show was built on. So, mm-hmm.
And Levi's we got to give her more camera time. I think Levi has her potential, maybe. Bye. Like the girl last year, what was her name? Was she, what was the
Lexi.
One?
Lexi.
Or
no,
Bailey.
Lexi's friend. She was Bailey too, wasn't she? Yeah. She was like one episode wonder.
Yeah. So we'll get another Levi or Lexi next season and we'll be okay. Mm. And I think we'll be okay. Yeah. I just don't know about Levi. Levi.
Levi,
I keep calling her Olivia Rodrigo because she looks like Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
I so see
I just call her, like, yeah. I'll text Lauren, I'll be like, and Olivia did this on the episode. Lauren's like, what are you talking about?
And Maya is gorgeous.
Yes.
Her boyfriend is so cute.
Oh, my gosh. I need more from her, too.
She gives me, like, a Hillary Banks energy.
That's good. Yes.
For the millennials.
Her outfit with her wide leg, white pants. I love watching the girls' fashion. That's what we're missing from Paige right now.
Yeah. I want
I'm
more
not
from her.
As well.
Yeah.
So I need to see more of Maya's style.
See that breast. There's so many fucking people in this house. I need to see what everybody else is doing. I don't always need to see. What is that? I don't need to see that. Like, I don't always need to see Amanda and Kyle.
There's another girl coming.
Exactly.
So is she the one that's currently posting with Ben that they're together?
Is it another Bailey?
No, it's a whole new person that hasn't even come on yet. I will find that person. I will send it to you. It's this Indian girl. I don't remember. I don't know why I'm thinking Sabrina, but the Queens of Bravo reposted it. And Ben and that girl have posted pictures of each other on their grid. So I was like, I'm kind of spoiler. I kind of want to see if that's going to happen on the show.
So is she coming next week? Because I saw the previews. Lindsay is going to be back next week, which thank God.
Yeah. I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was loving five new people, but six?
Six.
I don't know if I can do it.
I mean,
we'll have some rotation. Like Kyle
they
and Amanda
have to,
will come
one weekend.
Because
there's just not enough beds. Yep. There's not enough beds.
I wouldn't mind a weekend without Kyle and Amanda to see the flow of the
I want somebody else to sleep in the treehouse bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is the treehouse bed?
The one that Kyle and Amanda sleep in.
Oh,
that's we call it the treehouse bed because it's a literal tree is the back
door. Oh, I can't imagine being right there by the pool.
Oh, no. And this is what happens to you. Remember at the end of the episode? Remember also the beginning of the episode when they were at the beach, Kyle's like, I'm going out tonight, but and not like crazy. I'm going to be back by like midnight. And he was back at like, I think, 3 a.m. But then he was up until like 5 a.m. is when he actually came to bed. But like all the guys like jump in the pool and the bed is right. Like their room is right by the pool. And Amanda's just like asleep, like waking up like, and she hears her husband and she's just like.
And he's like, I didn't get the drunkest tonight. And I'm like, wow, he does. But he sounds extremely
very drunk.
Drunk.
And, yeah. There was a funny part, though, even though you don't like West, Lauren, I thought it was cute when Sierra locked West out. She locked West and Ben out. And was it Ben? Yeah. And then
he was and then they stood.
Yeah. And he was
at the door.
You're the love of my life. She's the love of my life. I thought that was cute. And then
I love how that's how it should be in terms of like flirty. Will they or won't they on the show where they really respect her and flirt with her. And they're like, you're a goddess. Like Jesse's mad because it's like, you want to marry a Christian guy, but I want to be your husband. Like that's how it should be now in 2026 instead of how it used to be where it was like, these women are stupid, annoying bitches and they're not fun like us. Get out of here, losers. No. I was like, I didn't. Not like that.
No.
Like, that's not how you treat the, your friends in the house.
I think all the guys do seem to really respect Sierra. I mean, it was really funny, though, when she was like, West, and she was holding his, like, cardboard cutout. Remember that? And, like, holding it over, like, the
over
staircase.
On the railing.
And then all the guys, like, and then West, like, I think she's saying my name. And, like, they go all over there. And then she's like, everybody go to bed. And it's just all of the guys, like, staring at Sierra. She's, like, at the top of the stairs. And she's like, you go to bed and you need to go to sleep. Nope. Everybody's going to bed right now. Everyone's going to sleep. And I was like, yes.
You could see Kyle was so drunk because his processing time, he was just staring at her up the railing. Like he was just lost.
It was 5 in the morning when he went to bed. They were showing it. And like then he tries talking to Amanda and he's like, I don't think I can go to sleep because of my anxiety. And then she rightly says, like alcohol isn't helping
alcohol. Your anxiety. She's like, but I didn't drink that much.
She's like, really?
Okay. We can hear it in your voice. He's got that Scott Disick voice.
Yes, 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 yes,
season.
Scott
gets really, really drunk in an episode, and he's like talking to his friend, like, promise me you'll take a pill with me. It's really.
Yes.
When Courtney was out of town. Anyway. Digressing, but yes, anyway, you guys have a Scott Disick voice, yeah.
Yes. So we close the episode with like another heartbreaking confessional from Amanda.
I cried during this confessional.
This was
it made
sad.
Me sad.
This really felt like, you know.
She was like.
It was the new one, right? Like she.
This
she
was
looked...
the very end of the credits are rolling. And so she
Okay.
And she said like.
I love him. He's my best friend. Unfortunately, I am in love with him. What they say in Talented Mr. Ripley, what Gwyneth Paltrow says, where she's like, he lights up a room. You know, like how it is. Dickie lights up a room. But then like when it's not enough to make up for like when he turns away from you, mm-hmm. it's like you're in cold and darkness.
You know who else said that? Jennifer Garner, her first interview after
about
Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
She said, he lights up every room, but he can cast quite a shadow. And when you're in that shadow, it's very cold.
Yes.
That's a perfect description of what he's like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's been studying her iconic PR breakups.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think she's always catered to that. And I think that's why he loved her and married her. And I think
and she's
mm-hmm.
not doing it anymore, you know, and that's mm-hmm. killing him. And maybe that's why he has anxiety. It's called guilt. And you've been a really bad. He's never been good to her.
Mm-hmm. No.
Even like the seasons. Do you remember the seasons she was talking about? Like she was having fertility issues and her depression and anxiety.
She was unwell. Like,
He didn't do any. I feel like he didn't care.
Well, he went out in the media and said, oh, you know what happens when you get off the pill? You lose a lot of weight. Ugh. I remember hearing that and being like, oh.
I didn't.
I don't think that is a common thing at all.
No.
There's no connection.
It is common in if you have like depression and anxiety. I mean, it's like, you know, you just can't take care of yourself. And eating is one of those things.
Yeah.
But this end confessional made me sad. Because you can tell, like, they are really married. They have a real relationship, and they had a relationship before there was Summer House. And she knows it's over. He knows it's over. Yeah. We all see it. And they're talking about it, and it's still like sad to see people.
I feel like this season, this is like the best divorce season I feel like they've done so far. They've had a lot of practice now because it's like you really feel like, okay, Amanda's gonna be okay. Like
she's
already
gonna be
is
fine.
Okay.
She's so,
and that makes me feel a lot better. Yeah. You know, because that's but what we've been they understand that's what we've been worried about as viewers. We've been worried about her. And now it's like she's gonna be okay.
I think she's gonna be okay. I think Kyle's not gonna be okay. I don't think he is okay.
I'll be fine.
In that beach scene, after they did their break, he went in the water, he came back. It just felt like that's when it was over.
He had a baptism.
It was like,
he
knows.
It just felt like this is done.
But I do wonder as like what people are going to want to see from Kyle. Like he does come back to Summer House and Amanda's not there. Like, I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't need to see him doing this at his age like that.
It's so Spuds McKenzie.
Although I do watch
Sonia,
all of the Housewives do that.
I remember the knit kind. Yeah.
Which
one? It was like
the frogs?
Spuds McKenzie was like in the 80s. He was like a. Okay, well, this is famous.
Wait, I know the name. I know the name. Wait,
he was like the party guy where, like, when you crack open a Budweiser, it's a party. And, like, babes would appear. And it was like.
Like the Duff guy on The Simpsons. Remember
the Duff guy. Yeah. And so now it's like, you know, you can only be Spuds McKenzie for so long. Like, you can't be 50 and Spuds McKenzie. Like, you get tired of all the partying.
Also,
he's like Gatsby. The parties have to end.
You shouldn't have that many roommates at 45.
Yeah. I think it's productions like, all right, we're going to bring you back, but we need to see a redemption arc. So
we need to see some sort of growth.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I wonder, like, I guess they didn't get involved with Jax until they absolutely had to get involved, right? I don't know that they're to that point with Kyle.
Well,
I mean, they never were with Carl.
I think like I mean, it's a different situation with Jackson Brittany because they have a kid. And I mean, it's not alleged. It's public.
It's like,
he was abusive. Yeah. He was abusive. Yeah. And there was like one instance that was very bad. And so, yeah, he had to go.
Oh, that's right. There was that one instance. And she called production.
He threw a chair at Brittany and their autistic son. Jax is a monster and a horrible person. Everything he's ever done. I'm not going to talk about him, but.
Yeah.
So that's why I think Kyle could be okay. He's not a Jax
compared
level
to Jax.
Yet.
Jax has got a raging personality disorder on top of his addiction.
Making it
confounding it to get help. With Kyle, I don't know that he's quite to that level.
No.
But he just has some shit to work out.
He needs to work it out.
He
needs
to
be honest with himself. He needs to work it out. He can't do it like in the summer house making announcements that are like on camera. Like, he's a great reality TV star. I'll give him that. He's entertained me for years. I think he can still come back and be interesting TV. I mean, there's been plenty of housewives that have done it. They've gotten sober and come back, and I still thought they were really interesting. I mean,
he's just never been humbled. This is his season to get humbled. While he's getting divorced, can he take it like a man and be the pro we know he is and like take it on the chin, adjust, take accountability next season, not fuck a bunch of 25-year-olds on our screens and bum us out and move forward? Like, I think he can.
Has he lost Amanda? Has she filed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Yes. And she was on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago. And I'm pretty sure they have filed. And she has said, like, Andy asked, like, or a viewer asked or whatever. One of the questions was like, who do you think is going to, you know, start dating for, you know, me or Amanda or Kyle? And Amanda was like, I think it'll be me.
Really?
Is what she said. So I think that she's. You know, I think it's been over for a long time in her head, like way before she did anything.
It seems like it.
Last summer. I think it's been over for a long time for her.
I wonder how much he still manipulates and guilts her into things in his life.
Well, he probably does, but she's not part of Loverboy. They don't live together anymore. They are sharing custody of the dogs.
Well, he made a comment, I think on SiriusXM, they did a big town hall with the whole cast. And he had made a comment about her being a booty call. And like, that's how their relationship started. Yeah. And he said, well, present day included or something like that.
Was she
and
there?
They just kind of, I clipped it. I'll send it to you.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it just kind of was like awkward. And Kiki Monique was one of the interviewers, her and Dorinda. And Kiki's like, let's move on. And Dorinda's like, no, let's talk about this. And then Kiki quickly changed the topic.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. But also, I feel like
that's kind of normal.
Yeah, it is normal.
But of course, it's Kyle.
But to call it out.
What are you doing? This is why they are not right together. Where it's like that's you know, he is like a Bethany or a like you know Luann, where it's like all of it for the show. Let's do it all in the show.
He's like a Sonya.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a Sonya, but like, you know, she's not like that. She's like a normal person like us, where
she's
like,
a normal
maybe
person.
Not on the show.
She wants to move to the suburbs. She wants to have kids. She wants her husband to go to bed with her at night at 10 o'clock. Those are fine things to want, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't even know if she wants reality TV anymore.
I don't think she
does. She was never like a main character energy.
I think she just loved her on the show.
But
I don't think that she's
She
that
and Carl
interested.
Both, I feel like, Bravo, set them free. Let them fly.
I think Carl has to.
Carl wants to stay on.
I don't know that Carl, like, what's he doing? Soft bar is not, I mean.
I don't know, Lindsay Hubbard. What are you doing? Yeah, soft bar.
Brick and mortar doesn't work.
I think it is doing okay from what I've heard about soft bar, but it's also a really tough industry.
I think he can get into like motivational speaking. Like, I've heard him on so much. He's such a good speaker.
Yeah.
And his book, I didn't read the whole book, the same as you. I listened to clips. Like, just his story is amazing.
It's incredible.
I think he could go be a motivational speaker and do very well.
Yes.
Like an addictions counselor. I think
sober coach. He's so passionate about
he's
that
so
stuff.
Passionate.
And the show having that as a crutch, I do think, is like like holding him back and holding Amanda back. Yeah. I really think their best life is like fly free. And I was on a TV show one time.
Yeah. With the money.
Consistent income. But I mean, I think like, you know, he'll always have the, you know, people will always know him from like, you know, reality TV. And, you know, it'll.
That helps. That helps the bump. It helps SEO. It helps with business. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think like the Valley Persian style is kind of proof that Bravo needs to really be doing shows where you start a new show at the city, combine it with your old guard and have your new cast members.
I think Carl
would be
now.
A good anchor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get him on the Valley Persian style.
Yeah. There you go.
Love it.
I would love to see him and talk to Reza.
Yeah. Gigi. Can you imagine him with Gigi?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh Iconic my... couple.
Do you think they'll do, okay, do you think they'll do, like, the Valley, like, another
Well, that's
another
what
valley?
It seems like, but where are they like coming the valley, to Texas New York. For the Valley? Like, but where, like the where valley. Else are their valleys? Yeah. Or is it a different, like, the Valley, but where it's not really the Valley? The Valley means a graduation from the existing reality show.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That would be like, an interesting idea. Like, you know, you get these, like, olds. They've
the
been
valley
off for a while.
Means divorce.
The valley means
divorce with kids. Yeah. Yes.
Divorce with kids. And you're not living in the city. You're, you know, you're in Calabasas or wherever.
Well, we can do that in Southern Charm over in Charleston.
Yeah.
I have not watched Southern Charm in years.
Mm-hmm. I don't enjoy it. I feel like of all the shows, it's like I'm invested since I was from the start, but it's not one I love.
What are your hopes for the rest of the season, Sonia, for Summer House?
I want to get to know the new people so that by next season, when that starts, I am invested in them. When we've lost people, like the people, whoever we're going to lose is not going to be there. I'm invested in this new guard. So I want to continue watching.
Yeah.
More fun times. Like we can't have, like it's been 3 episodes. It's been so much Amanda Kyle. Mm-hmm. I get it. They're over. We need more lightness and positivity. Mm-hmm.
We do. We do. Yeah. I feel the same. Like I agree. I want there to be some lightness. Like that's what the show is supposed to be about. Like you're supposed to be partying in the Hamptons with your best
Summer
friends.
Should be fun indeed.
Yes.
Not, you know, you need a personality and I drink because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have no curiosity.
That was a crazy thing
That's
to
so
say.
Mean.
Yeah.
Wait, you Kyle said that to Amanda?
Yeah. Yes. His like weird speech to her. Like you have no
personality.
So you
have no passion or
no
curiosity
passions,
or personality.
No drive. Yeah. No curiosity. And he said, and our number one issue is our communication. No, it's because you can't communicate. It's like, she's been communicating with you, but you've been blackout drunk.
But Sonia, what?
They don't do, they haven't done therapy together, right? Have they?
If they have, then they've done it in a good way, which is off camera, but I don't think he's done
they,
it. I know
they
that
talked
she has.
About doing it on camera, and then I think it ended up not.
Yeah,
happening.
I know that Amanda's talked about being in therapy and her depression.
You can
and
see it herself.
Talks about taking Prozac.
Yes, you can see it.
She talks about that very openly.
Yeah.
But you can't see it in him.
No.
Yeah. No, you can't. No. He's got a journey to go on. Okay, well, now the segue is old, but I did want to use it. But you know who's full of curiosity, intellect, passion, and great at communication? Our guest, Sonia. Thank you
thank
so much
you.
For coming on.
Thank
we
you
got
for
deep.
Having me. Yeah, this was so fun.
Thank you for doing it. Sorry if it was like a kind of a darker episode of Summer House, but I think we found some of the light.
I love mental health as my background. I prefer deeper analytical dives.
Ooh,
oh, wonderful. Good. You're in the right place on Bravo Breakdowns because we don't just break it down. We have
breakdowns. Where can the people find you?
So just booking around on TikTok. And I also have started like a little commentary one, Bravo, Books and Bravo.
Oh, I love it.
What are your favorite Bravo books? It's hard to say.
Bravo. Oh, books? Oh, well, I read everything. I just finished Tinsley's fiction book from like 2012.
She wrote a fiction book?
Yes. This was like when she was like the New York City It Girl? This is before Roni.
So oh my god!
Kind of a fiction version of that. So here comes a rich girl from Charleston in New York City and thrust into the fashion limelight and everybody wants her.
What's it called?
Oh, shoot. I have to.
Didn't she write a book called Southern Charm, though? I thought it was
That's it. But it's
okay. Southern Charm.
Oh, I thought Southern Charm was like, you know,
I bet they optioned the title.
Class with the Countess type of
No, but book. It's 2012. Was Southern Charm start? Did it start that? Because she's from Charleston in the book, too.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't know if Southern
Cheater Brand.
Cheater Brand. Bravo Brand.